Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me and as we celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rich Gaylor, who's been with us almost the whole time. He's a political expert and someone who holds forth on this twice a week in his cyber column. You can find that at mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for being here. Rich, you are truly a Middle East expert. You've been over there on business. You've been there as an employee of the state, of the government, helping out in Iraq multiple times. We have the evidence of that. Those archives are still in our library of those interviews. You've been over there as a volunteer, and so
right.
Talk to us about what's going on in Iran right now. I think this is one of those things. That people don't realize.
It is so complicated.
This is something. There was a green revolution 10 years ago or so in Iran, and America didn't do anything to help them. This revolution, this thing that's going on, even as we speak, as we're talking right now, is much broader than that, isn't it?
It really is. And it has so many different dimensions that we don't deal with here in the United States. It has a political dimension, it has a historical dimension, and it has a religious dimension.
And economic.
The Sunnis versus the Shiites. And when you've done this, and you know about it, the way that Middle Easterners look at their religious leaders or the monarchs, is that we don't have any analog in the United States. You can be the most ardent defender of whoever the president of the United States is, but you don't consider him or her to be your father or your mother.
That's right.
People in the Middle East actually believe that they feel that way. They intellectually know that they're not their father, but they feel that kind of affection.
Mm-hmm.
In Iran, the danger is that it's been a revolutionary guard for a long time. Since they threw out the Shah during the Carter administration. Or shortly thereafter, and it's hard to hold on to that. It's not impossible, as Castro showed us. You can do it for decades and decades and decades. But Iran is a pretty big country. It's a pretty wealthy country left to its own devices. But they are spending a lot of time and treasure, not the government, in trying to expand their sphere of influence westward, all the way to Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And Beirut.
Yeah, Palestine.
And what's happening is that in all of these cases, you have to keep expanding the envelope. It's like 1984. You got to keep everybody on edge about who we're fighting today.
But their people have been taken away from their people to move those political needles. And the people are revolting now. So here's my question. What do you think is going to happen? Is this revolt? I mean, they're shooting their people from their snipers are shooting people from the rooftops over there. Regular people, the snipers are shooting their own fellow citizens over there. Are we going to get involved even surreptitiously and help these people out?
Oh, we probably are already, but it's the surreptitious part that, again, it's one of those, it's like a billiard shot. It's a two-cushion shot.
Yeah.
You're not actually aiming at the hole itself. You're aiming at the cushion that's down the table.
Could Iran collapse? Could the regime, the current regime over there, is it in jeopardy right now, possibly?
I think it's probably shaky, but they've got enough. One of the things about these sanctions we keep talking about is it has the effect of starving the Iranian regime for the needed money. It's what we did to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
We just
yep.
cut off their funding, and the thing... It's like cutting off the water to a flower.
Right.
Sooner or later, it's going to wilt. But these guys are pretty strong, And again, when you factor in the religious component,
yeah, that's a great deal of support
religiously for them outside of the country. You know what it makes me reminds me of, Jim, and you got to be our age to remember this. It reminds me of Ceausescu in Romania.
Yeah,
there was a time when the miners went after Ceausescu, he beat them back. And then the military didn't beat them back.
I've got about 30 seconds, Rich. Is Iran and Hong Kong, are these similar things going on, popping up across the world?
Well, it is. It's similar to this degree that you can't. It's too difficult to keep people from talking to each other on Twitter or Facebook.
Right.
And so the ability to communicate across these kinds of lines is something we've never seen before.
But Iran shut off the internet recently. That's something else. We'll have to watch that, Rich. We'll keep us up. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.